27 minutes before the hour 5, and if you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. That was Womack and Womack with Passion and Pain. It's a Pick Me Up Monday. Allow us to take you home if you're stuck in traffic. Take it easy, buckle up, and please respect other road users. And we're going to be joined by the Justice and Peace Department of the South African Catholic Bishops Conference, and we've just gathered that as part of their campaign on addressing racism, they've suggested 10 activities to curb racism this Lenten season. I'm joined by Kabelo Salema, who is the coordinating secretary of the department. Kabelo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father.
How are you, Baba?
Fine,
and you? Great stuff, Baba. Baba, we've just seen your 10 anti-racist actions for Lent, and we just wanted to chat to you about it and allow you to unpack them for us. What are those?
Okay, these are the actions which persons can take in terms of dealing with the issue of racial divisions within our country. Mm-hmm. And these are the issues which came out of the pastoral letter of the bishops in 2016.
Okay. So why now?
Why now? Good question. Because we are seeing that this racial division, so if it's not addressed, it will lead us into big problems. And then it's something which affects the whole nation. Mm-hmm. So when people talk outside, you can feel that there is no more that respect when we talk to one another. And then whatever we do, we are very emotional. And then when you check the root causes, you find that it's where we come from. We haven't dealt with our past in the right way.
So take us through some of the first three anti-racist actions for Lent. Unpack those three for us.
Okay, like as in the letter or maybe in the document now for Lent.
Yes, sir.
So we mentioned 10 things which could be done within a parish. And then the first one where we found that making friends with different races or ethnic groups or nationalities. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find that wherever a person is, you'll find that they're usually a person of a different race. Mm-hmm. So how do you look at that person? Mm-hmm. Do you have any tensions about that person in your heart? Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging that discussions within the parish, that you extend the hand and then to talk. To dialogue mm-hmm. with different people from you.
Okay.
So that's one of those actions. And then also the praying for healing and transformation.
Okay.
So this healing, usually we think about our physical bodies when we talk about healing. But this one is more than that.
Okay.
That when you talk to somebody else, different race or different nationality, what comes out of your mouth, mm-hmm. what is in your heart. Mm-hmm. And then you find that if there is hatred, if there is bitterness, so that's where you need healing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are trying to show.
Are you going to
and
be...
And then also the issue of apology, forgiveness.
Okay.
That really without forgiveness, you cannot go forward. And then without forgiveness, you cannot live as a Christian. You cannot live out your faith. So forgiveness is very important.
Kabelo, are these 10 anti-racist actions for Lent just limited to Lent, or they are actions that can be carried out even post-Lent?
Okay, like healing and reconciliation is a process. So we start now with Lent. Since Lent is very important for us, we want to repent, we want to be right with God, so we start now, mm-hmm. and then we take them throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What strategies do you have in place to make sure that the rollout of these actions is going to be around the SSABC region? It should not just be... What strategies do you have in place?
Strategies.
Oh,
strategies. Okay, so in terms of strategies, we have sent out these documents to all the dioceses, and then so that they've been sent to different parishes, so that those discussions can start.
Okay.
And then if people are having difficulty in doing something, especially within a parish or a diocese, so they are welcome to call on our office so that we can come and assist in terms of taking forward.
Would I be right to say that you are also offering support in implementation of this program that you've rolled out?
Yes, we are offering support, yes.
What kind of support would that be then?
The support to say how you like organize a discussion, how you deal with sensitive discussions. So it's the support around how to start a dialogue, and then how to proceed with the dialogue, how to deal with tensions, emotions, so things like that.
Kabelo, should we still be having this conversation in 2018 about race in the church and race in our communities?
Hello?
Should we still be having this conversation in 2018 about race and division?
Okay. It depends. So it will depend on the communities because what is needed from us is that change of attitude and change of behavior. So in terms of that change of attitude and behavior, it's a process. Others, they might be quick in changing. Others, they might be slow. So it depends. So you cannot put a limitation to say it must stop this time.
And clearly you are insinuating that this is a systemic thing that is happening in our society. And some people in their rollouts of program actually target the youth. Are you having any strategy also for the youth in terms of the rollout of this program? How can we make sure that we capture the young ones, not to be affected by this same disease and monster that is facing our country at the moment? What are you doing to the youth?
In terms of our documents, they are targeted to every group within the parish. Every sodality, every youth group, whatever group which is there.
Yes.
So they have to learn it. Even if you were not there during apartheid, but you have to know about that history of apartheid.
Okay, okay.
So that the people understand why others people are so emotional, so that that understanding will help. Because if you were not born during apartheid, and then I just see you just being besting out and doing what I want to understand, I'll just say, ah, this one is a fool. But if I understand the history, then I'll say, oh, okay, it's because of this problem.
Kabelo, how are we going to know when we've arrived at our destination? How are we going to know when we have arrived at our destination?
Okay, so arriving at the destination is when we do things like together. So when I look at you, I don't see a different race or ethnic or what. So I see you as a person who lives here, and then we are together living in this community. So that picture of putting colors and what, so that's the one we have to go.
Is it possible?
So I have to see you as a child of God. You have to see me as a child of God.
I understand that we are all children of God, Kabelo, but is it possible for me to see you just as a child of God rather than as a black man, rather as a man? Is it possible? Because those are all the components that make you who you are.
Yes, you are a child of God. You are black.
And a man.
But it shouldn't bring other tensions of saying you are more advanced than me. So it shouldn't bring any inferiority complex or superiority complex.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Kabelo,
so we have to deal with those complexes.
All right. Kabelo, can you give out your contact details for those parishes and those dioceses that are listening right now who, if they need help, support, and assistance in implementing these 10 anti-racist actions for Lent and beyond, that they can contact?
Okay. So in every document that they receive, so they'll see that there is an email, especially if they want to ask any questions. Mm-hmm. So it's mentioned in the document, but otherwise our phone number is
012-323-6458.
And then it's
6458.
Yeah, just say justice and peace.
Okay.
Commission, so they'll direct you to us.
All right. Do you have a website?
Our website is www.sacbc.
Yes.
Justice and Peace, one word.
Yes. Thank you very much, Gabelo. www.sacbcjusticeandpeace.org.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That was Kabelo Selema, who is the coordinating secretary of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference, and he was unpacking the 10 anti-racist actions that we are all being encouraged to undertake this land. Kabelo, it's much appreciated for your time, and we look forward to having you back after Lent as we measure the progress and the impact that you've made on the people of God.
Thank you very much.
In case you've just tuned in, it's 15 minutes before the hour 5. It is Radio Veritas 576 AM. We're coming to you live from the city of Ekurhuleni. Good afternoon, Durban. Good afternoon, Kempton Park. Good afternoon, Pretoria. And it's Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi. And it's a pick-me-up Monday. Do not touch that dial.